Now, Justice and Migration Minister Jim O'Callaghan has said in recent days he's committed to ensuring Ireland is not viewed more favourably than the UK by those seeking to claim asylum. His statement comes following proposed reforms, and fairly radical reforms really, to the UK's asylum practices. Minister O'Callaghan said he and the government are aware that changes to the UK asylum system can result in changes to the flow of asylum seekers between the UK and Ireland. Consequently, he'll be closely monitoring the changes proposed by the UK government and will respond to those proposals, having considered them fully and discussed them with government colleagues. A new international protection bill to reform Ireland's asylum system will be published later this year. And Minister O'Callaghan said any necessary changes arising from the UK's change of policy can be included in that bill. Now, in the UK, Home Secretary Sabina Mahmood said that the country's current asylum system is out of control and unfair, and she announced plans aimed at deterring illegal migration. Among the plans, refugee status will become temporary with regular reviews every 30 months. That's refugee status now as opposed to asylum status. The government will no longer have a legal duty to provide asylum seeker support, which means housing and weekly allowances for asylum seekers will not be guaranteed. In both the UK and Ireland, of course, both governments have shifted their stance on migration as, you know, it's become a more of an issue. But those changes in the UK, effectively what the Minister for Justice is saying, will prompt changes here to kind of bring us into line so that more people aren't picking here as an easier option than in the UK. But overall, this issue is a pretty vexed one, and there's been a lot of misinformation around the issue and a lot of hearsay around what people say people are entitled to when they arrive on our shores seeking asylum. And that's the issue that was raised by Councillor Fionnán Fitzgerald of Fianna Fáil. He had a motion at Monday's full meeting of Kerry County Council that this council writes to the government and the Minister for Justice, calling on it to run a campaign showing how the IPAS system works in Ireland. I spoke to Fionnán Fitzgerald about this and first asked him why he put down the motion.
Thank you, Gerry, for having me on. Good morning to you and to all your listeners. I wanted to put it on because I have felt for a period of time, a reasonably long period of time, that there is a lack of information out there about how the IPAS system works, the entitlements of an asylum seeker, a refugee, the difference between the two, how it all works. And the general public, to my knowledge, my experience is that the general public are not aware of it, not through any fault of their own, but that it's not being put out there. So what's the problem with that? To me, the difficulty with that is particularly around the issue of housing, and I particularly highlight that. And we have a crisis in the country, and it is a very serious issue, and it's stubborn and, you know, is slow going away. But when the two of them are put side by side, particularly around the issue of an asylum seeker becoming a refugee, going through the system, and the stories out there, you know, crazy stories at times about, you know, somebody came from another country and they received a house, and I put that in inverted commas, within a number of weeks. And here are people in our own country waiting for years on a social housing waiting list, and the two are side by side and rubbing off each other. But my point is that they are, you know, different application systems coming from different situations, and it just needs to be got out there. Not that Fionnán is pushing one or the other, or not that anyone is, but that this is the system that we have and this is how it is working. And I would be afraid, Gerry, and I'm afraid, that it is being taken advantage of by people who want to, I won't say want to cause mayhem, but are inclined to cause mayhem. And it's being picked up on social media, dodgy websites, dodgy Facebook pages and all of that. And, you know, scurrilous information is being shared.
Yeah, that's fomenting. It's easier to spread misinformation about something that's going on or entitlements somebody has if the public doesn't have access to the basic information, or doesn't have easy access in a easily understandable way as to how our system works and what actually is going on with it.
Absolutely. I mean, the go-to place for a politician, if a new set of guidelines around something comes out, is gov.ie. And, you know, any politician worth their weight in salt, you know, would go to that to find information. But you actually have to go into it It's in written form. It can be lengthy. There can be links to previous guidelines in it, and so on. So it's not so easy to put together the situation as it is now and to present yourself publicly as a politician as to how this works. But in other cases, things are easier. For example, fire safety, chimneys and all of that during the winter months, safety on roads, images, cartoon type images, short videos on how a thing works. When is the last time we saw a short video on how a refugee or an asylum seeker or somebody coming from a war zone country, when is the last time we saw a clip on how they have got on and what was the system like for them? What did they come from? What are they going to? And that vacuum, and I call it a vacuum of information, is being filled with horrible, you know, twisted stories of, you know, people coming from another part of the world to Ireland to literally put their feet up. And that's very, very far from the truth. And it just needs to be rectified, Gerry, really does. I think it would help us move forward as a country properly, transparently, around the issue of migration, asylum, refugee, IPAS, and all that terminology. It would help us encounter that properly rather than having people come up to you with stories.
Yeah, know, and here and hearsay, really, Fionnán, hearsay. Yeah. This guy arrived in last week. He has a house this week, and my friend has been on the housing list for 10 years. That sort of talk, both online and offline.
Yeah, absolutely. That sort of talk. And, you know, people, if people are giving credence to that type of situation, it is natural to be cross and angry when one is waiting for a house or a bed in a hospital. Very, very natural. I might empathize with them, and I deal with those issues on a daily basis. But when that's put up beside something that's not true, the anger can get pointed towards a certain, the issue of migration. And it is out of that that it gets pinpointed towards IPAS. And I would dread to think that, you know, it's out of that vacuum that we have had some of the dreadful incidences outside IPAS centres in the country. And so I'm suggesting that there is a link between the lack of information and the threat to the security of people living in an IPAS system. Without ever having met somebody inside an IPAS system or having heard their story or where they have come from or the terrifying experience of leaving your country in the middle of the night in a war-torn zone, etc., that we need to put those two side by side and have it explained properly out there. Not that Fionnán is doing it, or Radio Kerry, or one social media outlet, etc., but that it is out there as this is how it is working. Then maybe on a sure footing of information, we can move forward with it, Gerry.
Yeah, indeed. Fionnán, from that point of view, things change in this area as well. We've seen an increase from this particular government and this Minister for Justice, who you would be looking for to run this public awareness campaign about how migration works in Ireland. We have an increased number of chartered flights now deporting people who have been here and don't have leave to stay. A number of other changes as well. There's talk of an offer maybe of money for people who, you know, are here and the government wants them to leave. We're seeing in the United Kingdom a suite of pretty radical changes, not just to the asylum seeker process, if we can call it that, or people arrive into the country and claim asylum, but also migration reforms. The skilled worker visa is going to have higher entry requirements. There's going to have to be a skills threshold. There's going to be a reduction in the jobs eligible for sponsorship of someone to come to the country. They're closing off their health and care worker visa. They're going to restrict the graduate route into the country. They're going to increase the charges employers have to pay for bringing somebody in to do a job that they can't get someone to do locally. And all of these different rules are coming in to effect and have come into effect, but more coming into effect as well in the next couple of months. And that's going to probably prompt changes here as well. So even the system that we have at the moment is going to change. Does that lend greater weight to your call for more awareness of how things work? And that's not on, that's on the organised migration side of it, someone applying and coming in the legal route to come and live and work in Ireland.
Absolutely, Gerry. I get that, and I have followed closely Jim O'Callaghan's announcements, or I suppose straws in the wind that he's putting out there around legislation in the United Kingdom. Let's stand back from it. I know we're dealing with human beings who have dignity, who have come from a traumatic experience and low economic status, etc. Initially, one's heart will go out and say, come one, come all, which is an understandable reaction for a good people like Irish people are and like the people of this island are. As that draws into history, as it beds down for the long term, because this looks like it's going to be a long term issue for Europe and for the world. As it beds down, it's quite obvious that we have to match the resources. We have to tailor our economy towards it. We have to make sure that those that are coming in are looked after, that we cannot just simply have an open border thing and say, oh, look, they're
Well, well that, that's what they're talking about in England. I mean, they're talking about quadrupling the, from 5 years to 20 years, the times the refugees will have to wait to settle permanently. They're threatening visa bans on particular countries unless countries accepted a return of illegal migrants and people who break the law here. So it's a significant tightening on the asylum seeker side of it as well. That then that in turn, they're saying there's a pull factor in England because we're not in line with European countries. Will we have to change our policy now to in order that we're not out of step with what's happening in the UK, particularly with our unique situation of our land border between Ireland and the UK?
Absolutely. And I get that. And Gerry, I would be for monitoring it closely because what happens in the UK in terms of migration can has direct implications and knock-on effects for ourselves. One thing I would put into that is that, as I already outlined, you know, we do need our own strong guidelines around it. I mean, illegal is illegal. There is a system there by which you apply to come into the country, which must and should be followed. Once the dignity of the person is encapsulated and minded and held important at all times, once that's there, because, you know, what we have going on in other parts of the world around detention centres and all of that, enforced, you know, in countries of strong wealth, we don't want to see that happening either, where somebody who has spent 10 and 12 years in a country, you know, and is settled in and is peaceful and is making a contribution, finds themselves inside in a detention centre. I don't think anyone in Ireland would like to see us going that way. So it's a balance. It's about common. It's about common sense, and it's about recognising the dignity of the human being. But while that vacuum of information is out there, Gerry, I don't think we'll find it as easy to move forward as a nation. And we do need concrete, solid information and evidence around what we're dealing with going forward.
What kind of response did your motion get? And will you be waiting to hear back from the Department of Justice about your call for a public awareness campaign?
Yeah, it is a motion that has been on my mind for a considerable period of time. I would say go back as far as the last local elections. I've been picking it up and a bit before it. I am aware, Gerry, that for a politician whose bread and butter is about dealing with people's issues and trying to bring people with you and trying not to isolate people from you, that's the nature of what a politician is trying to do. That I think politicians find it difficult to get out there and go for explaining the situation and go for a rational argument or debate on it. And I did receive before the meeting, I asked my fellow councillors, what did he think of it? It's a hot potato, Gerry, there is no doubt about it. But I did get, and I was strongly surprised, strong endorsement from my colleagues on it, who said, yes, this needs to get out there and, you know, we will be supporting it. So I was very, very grateful to my colleagues on all sides of the chamber last Monday to receive support on it, because it is difficult for politicians. Nobody wants to find themselves a politician wants to find themselves in a situation where somebody is fomenting at them in the street because they've simply broached this issue. It's something, though, that we all need to face, but I'm saying face it rationally on a level footing, on a solid base of information. And maybe then, as a nation, we might find ourselves not so torn apart by it, Gerry, not so pulled apart, not so tense on it.
Okay. All right, Fionnuala, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for taking time to talk to us in the programme this morning.
Thank you, Gerry, for your time this morning.
Keep your comments, views and opinions coming at us on the programme. That's Fionnuala Fitzgerald, councillor with Fianna Fáil, on his views on why there needs to be more public awareness on it, and particularly if there's new legislation and going to be changes to how that works, maybe that will need to be even more so. If you've a view on what Fionnuala had to say, we want to hear your opinion on that.